I'm Chris Earl Phillips with your official KSET WeatherBug forecast. For this afternoon, showers and thunderstorms likely mostly cloudy and a high near 89. Tonight, 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms mostly cloudy and a low around 77. And that's the latest official KSET WeatherBug forecast from AM 1300. Brought to you by Overhead Door Company of Beaumont, the original overhead door company. For the talk of Southeast Texas, I'm Chris Earl Phillips, KSET News.
You unlock this door with the key of imagination. Beyond it is another dimension. A dimension of sound. A dimension of sight. A dimension of mind.
It's peanut butter jelly time, peanut butter jelly time. Way yeah, way yeah.
You've just crossed over into
the danger zone.
Welcome to the Danger Zone with Jerome
and Robbie V,
sponsored by Dylan's on 9th, which we will be at this evening.
6 to 9.
From 6 to 9, we'll be there live, getting ready for the concert going on down there with the band Butt Rocks.
R-O-X-X.
Have you ever seen, you're laughing already. Have you ever? You guys ever seen these guys? They're an 80s tribute band, and they're a throwback, and they wear the spandex and all the print and all that stuff. The hair is long. They throw, you know, it's, and they are, but they are incredible musicians. So it's this big throwback to the 80s. It's really good stuff. Every time they put a show on, they pack the house. So it's really good stuff. Anyhow, we're going to be out there for that. I'm excited. All right, this is a kind of a special edition right now because not that it's any new news to anyone, but because I'm sure everybody's heard about it by now. But let's just go ahead and dig into this because I've been chomping at the bit for this one. So apparently, this morning, more BISD news. They've extended Calvin Walker's contract for another year, and so I'm curious to see if they monitor the spending, the actual amount of money that comes in from him at this point in time. I don't understand this, Robbie. I don't understand it at all.
There's a lot of things you don't understand.
Yeah, I agree. The good news is if you have any answers, I'm going to open up phone lines too. So this is how crazy we're going to get to 898-4400, 898-4400, and I've got some special guests in the station with me today, and Both of them had no idea I had the other one coming in, so this was not supposed to be an ambush. It wasn't that at all.
It's a good thing we talked to one another.
It is a good thing. Well, I mean, I planned on notifying you, but I figured since it was such quick notice to get you in here, I figured I'd just wait till you got here and say, by the way.
Yeah, when were you going to notify us? 3:15? I'm on the station every week.
That's right. I've got Jerry Jordan in the house with me. I've also got Mr. Mike Neal from BISD is also here with me at the moment. So, guys, I appreciate you coming on to the show.
You bet.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for having us.
So, apparently, like I said, this is and you guys are saying, you know, like you expected this to happen.
I was so shocked, I fell out of my chair.
Yeah, I noticed.
I just fell over. I fell over in the chair last night.
You saw it coming.
Like a bad train wreck.
Which is exactly what it was. It sounds like. So, okay, so what happened, Mike?
Well, first of all, when I saw the vote, this doesn't work on radio, but this was my surprise look. So y'all can imagine.
No, wait. That's not – I was – because he was in all engrossed in the vote, and I was all engrossed in watching everyone. They have these computer things at BISD where you can see the tally of the vote.
Right.
But they weren't working because it was like the next day and the computer shut down because we'd been there for 6 freaking hours. But no one would – they said it passed 4-3, but we didn't know who voted for what at that time. So me being the smart aleck reporter that I am said, who voted for what?
And you were surprised.
And I was shocked. Just shocked again. I fell out of my chair.
Yeah. Wow. Wow, guys. I am we got to cut to this first break. I know that was quick, but we got to cut to this first break real quick. Folks, when we come back, we're going to talk about this. We're going to hammer down on this. I posted today on Facebook, I'm declaring war on BISD. From my show, I'm officially declaring war. I'm so angry.
They're not going to show up
Monday.
Am
I here to be shot?
No, not you. You're fine. You're fine. You're fine, Mike. I've got you in here. You're great. Obviously, there were people who did the right thing last night, and then, of course, there were the idiots who didn't. So, and yes, I said that. So let me just go ahead and make sure I throw that one out.
Shocked
look again. I don't. Yeah, I don't. I have. I'm almost speechless on this. I'm just so disturbed by this whole situation. As much things that, well, you know what? We got to cut to this break. When we come back, I'll ramble on some more about
ramble
it.
On.
Thanks for coming in, guys. Stick around. We've got more with Jerry Jordan and Mike Neal here in the Danger Zone.
In a perfect world, you'd have the perfect smile. But you know, it's not a perfect world, and sometimes our smile needs a little help. The Nederland Smile Docs can help you. They're located at 1512 South 21st Street, right next to Ritter's in Mid-County. And Dr. Sam Showalter and Dr. David Saunier can help make your smile perfect. Dr. Saunier is also a registered nurse, and you know, they've been practicing dentistry for years. Dr. Showalter and Dr. Saunier provide expert family dental care, cosmetic dentistry, and those famous Invisalign braces you've been hearing so much about. If you want to know more, call Nederland Smile Docs, 409-721-5212, and make an appointment. That number again, 409-721-5212. Nederland Smile Docs at 1512 South 21st Street, right next to Ritter in Mid-County. For that perfect smile, the perfect answer is Nederland Smile Docs. And don't forget to visit their website at NederlandSmileDocs.com.
Hi, it's Janet Stone. For the next 60 seconds, we're going to talk about losing weight. And I mean get serious about losing weight. It's all based around the goji berry, a breakthrough in weight loss. One solution with real weight loss results. And it's the only product that works. Goji juice helps your body to naturally lose pounds. It's designed to help your body fight that abdominal fat by reducing the production of stress. The goji berry provides your body with fiber and nutrients to fight toxins in the body. The KSET receptionist lost 6 pounds in 1 week. Can you say sign me up, ladies and gentlemen? I guarantee you're going to love it. Your weight loss hotline numbers are 284-2010, 291-6869, 284-2010, 291-6869. I don't know about you, but I need more energy. I need to control my appetite. I need to lose weight. Who doesn't need that? I guarantee you're going to love it. It's the only thing that works. Take 2 ounces before each meal and voila, slimmer and healthier. Try the goji berry today. I am. Your hotline numbers to lose weight, 284-2010, 291-6869.
Hey friends, this is James Dabney. I want to tell you about Neutron Electrical Services. These folks know electricity. You might ask yourself, I wonder what I should do if I need a fan put in my back room, if I need a new light put somewhere in my house or my office. What if I need to add new equipment? What if I want to wire extra power into my shop or my garage? You need Neutron Electrical Services. 719-5656. That's 719-5656. Neutron Electrical Services. All together over there, they've got about 150 years of combined experience. These are people that are trained to the hilt. You don't find better electricians, you don't find nicer people, you don't find better qualifications than our friends at Neutron Electrical Services. 719-5656. You got an electrical question, you got an electrical need, Neutron Electrical Services has the answer. 719-5656.
Hey, this is Jerome.
And Robbie V.
Here to tell you about our favorite place to hang out. Madison's on Dallin. Live music on the patio on Tuesdays and Thursdays with $2 draft, $3 shots, and $5 bombs. Wednesday is ladies' night with karaoke, $2 margaritas, cosmos, and more. Every Friday night at Madison's, join the patio party with a live DJ and no cover. Saturday night, they host the greatest regional bands live on the main stage. But they also offer lunch and dinner menus featuring their legendary Madison's hamburgers. For a great time, make Madison your destination today.
Welcome back to the Danger Zone with Jerome
and Robbie V.
Sponsored by Madison's on Dallin.
Yes.
Which we had a great time. They've got some stuff going on tonight. Tonight will be Lee Pelly.
No, Lee Pelly is not DJing.
Oh, that's
tonight.
Right. That's right. DJ Diet's going to be
DJ
there, folks.
DJ Diet is
that
stepping
That would be
in.
DJ McRib right next to me. Robbie V will be there DJing tonight. And then after that, tomorrow, they've got Soul Vacation. Yeah, so be sure, and if you're hanging around in Beaumont, you want to stick around, a great place to go, go hang out at Madison's on Dallin. It's our favorite place to hang out anyway, for sure. Faux show, unless we're in Mid-County, and then it's Dillon's, which will be there.
Yes.
Okay, enough promo in that. All right, so we're back live right now with Mike Neal, and we're also back with Jerry Jordan, It's the first time I've actually been on my own show. I've been a little intimidated right now. I'm a little afraid right now of what might go down in the studio, but I'm okay with it. I'm okay with it, Jerry.
This is
so
the first day you're afraid of what's going to go down in the studio?
You're afraid of us? You got Icorn and Jesse?
Yes. I'm kidding. I'm not afraid of you guys.
I just want to let them know what the setup is for. Jerry, I want to know why you're so biased.
Against what?
And you're reporting towards BISD.
Bias, really?
Wow. You're gonna ask that? Hey, come in Monday and ask that question with Jesse Haynes and Craig Eichhorn.
I just like informing the public of the truth about what's going on in BISD, and it's something I've done for the past 24 years. Yeah. So you've
done real well at it too. Yeah, I've kind of made the authority on it. I think you're the man.
I've kind of made my career off of BISD.
Yes, and so thank you BISD.
Thank you BISD for elevating me to the level that I am today.
So I've got with Jesse and them coming on. I still haven't figured out. I was saying earlier to someone earlier. I said, I still haven't figured out. And I even mentioned this on the show yesterday. While we have a spokesperson for our spokesperson, I still haven't quite understood that one.
I understand.
I'm
that's a no comment.
Well, the funny part was I called him when we got Craig on the phone one day on the show. We got him on the phone, and as I'm talking to him, he basically threw me, I've got no comment kind of thing on this. And a lot of times I'll see some of your reporting, and you'll get no comment. And I'm thinking, so if you ask Jesse, hey, can you explain this or what, she'll say, I've got no comment, talk to Craig Eichhorn. And then Craig Eichhorn will come on and go, I've got no comment, which makes no sense. But
there you go.
I'm curious.
There's a lot of stuff at BISD over the years and more recently even, that make no sense.
And why don't we talk about some of those things? So bring one up here, sir.
Well, last night, everybody's focusing on the Walker contract.
I am.
That's not the most egregious thing that happened in the meeting last night.
I understand that, but it's still a man who overbilled our BISD for $4 million, and knowing damn well that he's overbilled us. And we know what's going down, and right now he's indicted on 37 counts of fraud. We know it's all coming down December 6th. We know the whole story going on here. And yet at the same time, knowing that all this is there, there are people who are stupid enough to go, hey, let's bring him back for another year.
By the way, Walker was over on Major Drive at Sally Curtis today. I've got photos of him. He was playing hide-and-go-seek behind the lines in the bucket truck with me.
Was he really?
Yeah, he really was. And so I called him on his cell phone, and I said, dude, why are you hiding? He said, I'm just playing with you, man.
I just don't understand.
Jerry's the only one who can have a relationship with someone who he's
investigating or reporting constantly.
The most egregious thing that happened last night, in my humble opinion as a career journalist, is why don't we share the check register with the public? Why don't we show the public where we're spending our money?
I agree.
Well, guess what? It got voted down last night. I think Mike Neal, you agree, don't
you? You know what's funny?
I agree 100%.
Now, you know what's funny? You say it got voted down. I'm going to say like you said a minute ago, oh, I'm shocked. I just fell out of my chair. Now, I could see being voted down.
But let me tell you something else. That's not the only thing, the lack of transparency that they've sworn that they're going to be transparent. The lack of transparency continues with the board agendas. It says item A, B, C, blah, blah, blah. I don't know if you've ever seen one. But then it gives a brief description. Well, behind that, on the computer, there are large volumes of addendums that explain the position and everything. The media gets that 72 hours before the meeting. The board members get that 72 hours before the meeting. By every account, the public should be able to get that. BISD refuses to provide that information to the public because they don't want the public to know what's going on 72 hours before the meeting actually happens.
Well, the problem, and I agree with you, Jerry, those are two big things that were missed. I think that BISD really gave up the chance last night to make a huge public relations step forward in trying to earn the trust back, because whether a lot of people want to believe it or not, there is not trust in a huge part of the community. And they had a chance to say, hey, we're going to open things up. But, the question is, why not show the check register? Why not show the agenda items? Because it shows the bids and how the bids come in and why we're doing this and why we're doing that. There was one of the trustees that made a comment somewhat to the fact of, do we have to be that transparent?
I have it. I'm pulling it up right now.
That's okay. I didn't bring it up for you to record it. But thank you. No, no. But seriously, it's, you know, why not be that transparent? I mean, why wouldn't you be? There's nothing to hide. If there's nothing to hide, why not let people see what's in the check register?
They were concerned about.
Well, but yeah, I mean, you say this, and I'm going to be the one today. I can just tell you right now, I'm just unleashing. I really don't care anymore. I'm to a point to where I'm so frustrated with it, and I'm not throwing my hands up. I'm just so angry about the situation, and it is because they're hiding stuff. There is no why. We know why. Why is because there's people on the board who are hiding stuff. They're hiding a lot
because you don't want to see the $600,000 check that you wrote to Walker to rent his truck.
No. It's the criminal activities they're hiding. It is. It might as well be a mafia stacked up in there. There's a criminal organization going on in BISD. It's apparent. It's as everything about it, everything that they do, just screams it. There's so many things going on with a certain group of people in BISD, and everything says it. Everything. My feeling is, if it walks like a duck, it quacks like a duck. You eat it, and it tastes like a duck. Generally, it is a duck, and that's what. And the public sees this, Mike. Jerry, and you know this. The public, everybody talks about it. People are always approaching me, and I'm sure they're doing the same to you, Jerry. I'm getting approached all the time, and people are talking about it, and they're all like, why isn't anything being done? That's the biggest question, is why isn't anything
being done? Well, let me ask you this. First of all, Robbie, I think you need to talk to Jerome about opening up a little bit and expressing his feelings. I still feel like he's sort of stuck on, I'm not sure how to express my thoughts.
No, I've had this conversation
with him. Can you make a note of that?
Multiple times. I'm taking the notes.
You're taking the notes.
For our public records, we decided.
I'll sign up for classes at Lamar.
In case we get taken to court, we're going to have public records.
We record all of our stuff, and we've learned from the best.
Let's work on it.
On what not to do.
Okay. When I post smart aleck comments from Facebook, but I usually just kind of keep it pretty close to what they've said. And I mean, I quote exactly what they do. But last night I just went, unbelievable. I mean, I just couldn't believe it. Zenobia Bush, the comment that she made was, I don't think the public needs to get to that level of transparency. I don't think the public needs to get that level of transparency. Really? It's their freaking tax dollars.
Of course it is.
It's their $160 million a year in tax dollars. Why don't they need to get to that level? It's not your money. It's our money.
I agree completely. We've got to cut to this break. I hate to cut you off right now. We got to cut to this break. And we got a caller as well. We got somebody who wants to ask a question, so we'll take that question. Stick around, folks. It's a fun day in the danger zone.
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste your time. Instead, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. And you can become a client right now. We've settled millions of dollars in tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking at your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws, and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 1-800-588-2012. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-588-2012. That's 800-588-2012. Again, 800-588-2012.
So the other day I was talking to my buddy Freddie and said, man, I need to get some insurance. He said, what kind of insurance? And I said, well, I need, you know, business insurance, liability, workers' comp, the kind of stuff you need for your business. And he said, well, what's the deal? And I said, well, I don't want to have to pay, you know, a fortune. I don't want to have to deal with people who are going to be, you know, frustrating me with those sky-high rates. He said, I've got your answer. It's Cravens Insurance Agency at 510 North 5th Street in Silsbee. Carrie and Rob have been doing it for over 25 years, and you know what? Cravens has been around since 1920. They specialize in insurance programs for all types of contractors, business, auto, commercial, and general liability, workers' comp. They do it all. I said, oh, really? Yeah, Cravens Insurance Agency. Give them a call, 409-385-2854. That's 385-2854. Cravens Insurance Agency. They've been doing it forever. They can do it for you.
Hey, baby, it's summertime, and I'm thinking about a barbecue. I want a brand new grill, one of those fine stainless steel jobs. Let's go shopping.
Well, you've ruined the surprise. I've already been to Mobile Oil Federal Credit Union, and we're getting a home equity loan to consolidate our debts. And for doing that, they're going to give us a really nice Weber stainless steel barbecue grill.
Baby, can we really afford that? I mean, you know, another loan?
Afford it? It's going to save us money each month. By paying off our other loans and credit cards, we'll be paying one note at a really low rate. Our monthly payment will be much lower and will make a huge improvement in our lives.
What did you have to do to become a member of Mobile Credit Union?
I know what you're thinking, but we don't have to be an employee of Mobile Oil. All you have to do is walk into any of their locations and say, I want to be a member. Anyone can be a member of Mobile Oil Federal Credit Union.
Mobile Oil Federal Credit Union, providing loans for life and loans for fun.
Welcome back to the Danger Zone this Friday afternoon with Jerome
and Robbie V.
Sponsored by Bronze Body. Robbie has been doing really good. He's gone to Bronze Body and the World Gym in Beaumont.
Yes.
And he's gone out there and he's been working out. He's lost 5 inches off his waistline in the past 2 weeks.
Absolutely.
And he's been doing, you've been doing really good.
I've lost I'd say 20 pounds.
Yes, so every
maybe
day.
A little bit more.
Every day, we're constantly just, I'm constantly telling you how proud we are of you. So you're doing a great job.
Yes, and I had a delicious salad at Madison's last night as well.
Yeah, very good.
Grilled shrimp salad.
Wow, nice, very nice. Well, we're back in the station right now. We're here with Jerry Jordan, and we're also here with Mr. Mike Neal once again. I know I don't hold my feelings back. I apologize. But it's one of those things where I'm at the point to where I'm just fed up, to be honest with you, Mike. It's just, it's insane. Everything, the whole, what blew me away, and I'm still not shocked with it either, Jerry, to be honest with you, but the whole fact that we got BISD Police Department to investigate the whole giveaway.
That investigation, according to my sources, is progressing rather slowly.
See, that's another thing I was going to ask. Does anybody have any update on that? How is that going?
It's being investigated, and it should come to be wrapped up in the next week or two. But I have a feeling once the DA gets it, he's going to continue the investigation.
How did your interview go with him?
I have not been interviewed yet. Surprising. shocking.
I'm glad I'm on.
To their defense, I was approached last night, and they asked if they could have the photographs that I took.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nice.
They don't want to know what I saw, but they, you know.
But that was at Daytona. They wanted the photographs.
They wanted the Daytona photos.
For the race.
Yeah.
Nice.
No, they would like to have the photographs. I'm like, didn't y'all read the paper?
Yeah. Hello, was it in there? Okay.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I know it was. Yeah. I got you. Hey, we got a caller wants to ask a question. Let's find out what we got on the line. You're in the danger zone with Jerome and Robbie V. Who am I talking to?
Hi, Jerome. This is Tom Neal.
Hey, Tom. How are you, buddy?
Tom.
Fine. And I was just making a call here to, I heard the two distinguished guests you have on there today.
Yes.
And what I'm calling about to see if I can put Mr. Jerry Jordan on the spot for a commitment. And after he was at the board meeting last night.
This morning.
And what? this morning. And what I am calling to ask. I know Jerry and the Examiner are out in front of always transparency and bringing things to light. And I don't know if you were aware that last night we tried to pass a couple of amendments to bring forward more transparency to the taxpayers.
Yes.
One is the check registry. And number two is having all the information posted on the website 72 hours prior to the board meeting.
Yes.
And of course it got shot down in both requests. And I know that with the technology that the Examiner has, and I know Mike Neal's on board with me. And I would like to try to do whatever we need to do, either on the Examiner website or I'm even willing to open up an individual website if I could get a little bit of direction in it, but to get this information posted myself so that the taxpayers can see the same thing we're seeing.
I tell you what I can do for you right now, Tom. I got Robbie V with me right now. He's an IT guy, and I guarantee you he'll be more than happy to donate his time to help help you get a website open.
Yeah, we will.
Oh, absolutely.
I can assure you that we will, the Examiner will, are already ahead of the game on this and have our open records filed so that we can get the information that we're looking for, and we will make it public, not only the check registry, but as well as the addendums to the board book, and we will get with Robbie and whoever we need to make sure that that gets out there.
Oh, no, we'll make sure that we have a website up as quickly as possible.
I want y'all to know how dedicated Tom Neal is. Tom is a great, man. He's on vacation at his 1 million acre estate ranch in Colorado.
Oh, now.
Okay. He actually has a quarter of an acre and a double wide out in the mountains. But
don't confuse his contracts with Calvin Walker. He can't afford that.
Flew in yesterday from Colorado strictly to come to the board meeting and get whipped. And he's you're back in Colorado. Is that right, Tom?
Not quite yet.
But I do appreciate you coming in. I don't think people know how dedicated you are.
You left at noon today. What happened?
Well, it's a little bit of air delay.
The weather. Okay.
That's right.
Anyway, I want to thank you. I want to let people know how dedicated you are to what you do for BISD.
Yeah,
I appreciate that. But the bottom line is, and I think I can speak for Mike also, certainly, that we're, you know, I think both of our hearts are in the same place as that, you know, everyone is entitled to this information, and there should be a select group. And one of the things that really bothers me is that the comment that was made, or the thought that the taxpayer should not get this information until after fact.
Yeah, not a good thing.
And what this is, what I want to encourage, is that it gets out timely, 72 hours plus, just like what we get it. So you, as a taxpayer, you see the documentation. It might spur you to come to the board meeting to ask questions, to get involved, and more important, hold us accountable.
Yes.
Well, and there'll be more informed questions too, Tom, like you and I talked about. With people having the information, it's not them having to guess about what's going on. It's they'll actually have the information, but you know I'm on board with it 100% with you.
Well, I want to share this real quick because I know that I'm watching the time, and I know he's got to go to break. But the one thing that was said to me last night that you guys didn't hear was, well, why do you, if you were on the board, if you were an elected official, would you want the public to know all of this stuff beforehand so that they could sit there and grill you on it? And I'm like, yeah.
Of course.
Well, that was a question that was asked.
Not only that, but, you know, going back to the check registry, the Commissioner of Education highly recommends it, along with all the top, I think, 20 to 25% of districts in the state of Texas have check registry. The TEA, who runs billions of dollars of checks through their system, you can get on it right now and see if the Commissioner of Education stops and buys a sandwich while he's traveling and is reimbursed for it. That's how detailed it is.
Well, I love that.
I do too, and it should be. And this is what you didn't hear the first part of the segment, Tom, but the beginning of this, I was telling Mike, I said, absolutely, I kind of went off a little bit, but I did, it's just a little frustration, but I agree with, I love the idea, and I hope that we can help, or anybody can help. And that's another thing, to all the listeners out there, you know, in order to get this done, we've all got to step up. It's going to take an effort of everybody in the community. It's not, we can't just leave this, obviously, in the hands of Mike Neal or Tom Neal. We can't do that. We have to step up as a community, and we have to make a difference. And so we do have to cut to this break. When we come back, hey, stick around, Tom, if you can, and we'll keep you on air with us.
Thanks.
All right, and we're going to cut to this break, folks. When we come back, more with Jerry Jordan and Mike Neal in the Danger Zone.
CBS News Update. I'm Gary Nahn. There will be a test today of the rewritten Boehner debt limit bill.
House Republicans trying to regain their footing plan to vote on a revised debt bill, adding back a requirement for a constitutional balanced budget amendment. But Senate Democratic Leader Harry Reid says demanding a change to the Constitution makes no sense.
Georgia Republican Jack Kingston likes it.
These cuts are real. They are measurable.
These are what this is what the American people needs to know, something that is accountable.
Massachusetts Democrat Jim McGovern wants compromise.
Unfortunately, the Republican leadership of this House is unwilling to meet us halfway. They're not even willing to meet us a tenth of the way.
The president says a lot is at stake.
If we don't come to an agreement, we could lose our country's AAA credit rating. Not because we didn't have the capacity to pay our bills, we do, but because we didn't have a AAA political system to match our AAA credit rating.
The White House is frowning on the House bill as partisan and a time waster. CBS News Update, I'm Yeri Nan.
If you want a smart, affordable, fun way to get around, then check out Honda's all-new stylish CBR250R. The fuel-injected
CBS News Update.
I'm Chris Earl Phillips with your official KSET Weatherbug forecast. For this afternoon, showers and thunderstorms likely, mostly cloudy, and a high near 89. Tonight, 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy, and a low around 77. And that's the latest official KSET Weatherbug forecast from AM 1300. Brought to you by Overhead Door Company of Beaumont, the original overhead door company. For the talk of Southeast Texas, I'm Chris Earl Phillips, KSET News.
Downstairs, gotta have my bowl, gotta have cereal. Seeing everything, the time is going, ticking on and on. Everybody's rushing. Gotta get down to the bus stop. Gotta catch my bus. I see my friends kicking in the front seat, sitting in the back seat. Gotta make my mind up.
All right, so we got the Friday Rebecca Black out of the way. We do that every Friday, so
there, I love it.
There,
I love it.
It's Friday. We feel the urge to inform
I've
the
got
public
to download
that it's
on my iPod.
Frankie Randazzo got locked in on this song when she first started putting this out on the internet.
I hope she made $1 million.
She's actually doing cutting new CDs now and doing a whole tour, the whole nine yards, on different new songs. She just put out a new video. She got an award on one of the awards shows on TV, and oh yeah, all kind of stuff.
Well, my daughter and my wife are at the Katy Perry concert tonight, so you know, I'm batching it. So
there you go.
But that's a cool song. I like that.
Anyhow, we're back in the studio, folks, in the Danger Zone with Jerome.
And Robbie.
And we're also joined by Mike Neal and Tom Neal. And if he's still on the line, I think he's still on the line. You still there, Tom?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Good.
All right.
And also Mr. Jerry Jordan as well. Guys, I have, I guess, a question that I've been dying to ask anyway, or I've been wanting to know, is it's not just about the chair giveaways or the furniture giveaways. That I guess that's being investigated. And I guess afterwards it can go to the DA, to Tom Manus, at the end of this?
Yes. Okay. It will go.
It will go to Tom Manus.
Because he's the one that called him and said, you're going to look into this.
Well, I know that, but he came in to the station on Jack's show last week. And
Manus
we were, did? Yeah, okay. And we were in the hallway and we were talking for a second. I was talking to Tom and I kind of asked him, you know, and he said, well, right now this is out of my hands. And I thought,
sure, it is.
And I thought, okay, so I let him do, you know, and I didn't get a chance to hear all the interview because I had other things I had to attend to. But without getting into, because the one thing, Tom and Mike, the one thing I haven't done on the show, on my show, not one time, is gotten into any kind of race issue. Mm-hmm. Because I don't think it's right. I don't think it's fair. I've made it apparently clear on my show that it's strictly about, I don't care if it's the color of skin, religion, or anything else. I care about, a thief is a thief. And when you're stealing the taxpayers' money, you're stealing the taxpayers' money. I don't care who you are. I mean, if it were my cousin, I'd beat him down for it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it has nothing to do with that. But it seems to me that is it a racial issue going on within BISD? I mean, is it really? Because it seems to me that way, and I don't know. I hate that. It bothers me. But is it really going on, or is it just from the outside looking in? I'm misunderstanding some stuff.
Tom, you mind if I take that first? Okay.
go ahead.
No, I honestly think it is. I can tell you why, because we talked about the chair and the table issue and all that, and then the president of the school board asked Dr. Thomas, I wonder why this wasn't brought up at South Park, because they – you know, people took things out of South Park. Well, what he should have said is that the white people didn't mind taking out of South Park, and now they're complaining because – and that's the implication that, I got.
That, yeah.
Okay. And you might as well – I'm the type – if you're going to talk about it, talk about it. Don't dance around the subject. Race is a fact of life. There are different races in this city, and there is a division. And I'm the type, if we're going to talk about it, don't paint it up like we're not. Just let's sit down and talk about it. And, yes, I think that there still is. But the thing is, I think it's amongst the people in the district. And I'm not saying the district people themselves. But one thing my brother told me when he was out campaigning for me, he said, you know, we had a great time. Everyone who was campaigning against each other, the people working the polls, I looked around. All of a sudden, I realized, you know, we're all different races, and we're having a great time out here just talking about fishing and golf and stuff like that. So I think that we live in sometimes we operate in a very small area, and we think it's the whole community. And I don't think it's the community that's so racially divided sometimes. I think these little pockets that we operate in, if that makes sense.
I think I can elaborate on that a little better than him on this aspect, because he can't say what – well, yeah, because you can't say what I'm fixing to say. We have a group in the community. One of those is Paul Brown. One of the people is Paul Brown. One of those is Paul Jones. They're both racist.
Of course.
Okay, and I'll say that right here. They are both racist. I've proven that in the articles and the audio that we've run that we've provided on the internet. We've run on the radio. So and part of BISD administration buys into this racist overtones. And that is part of the problem at BISD. Tom's been there for 2 years, so I think he could probably weigh in on a lot of that, what he's seen that even Mike Neal and others have not seen.
Well, it's, you know, I religiously read a lot of your articles because you're very informative, and you are on top of your game.
Thank you.
So there's no question. I think everybody and anybody that reads The Examiner knows this. Beware of Jerry Jordan.
Yeah, just write the truth.
He could be, yeah.
That's why I bought him this monster.
Right? But it comes down to the fact of some of the plays that were made and some of the stuff breaking down in the NAACP jumping in and somehow it me seeing it merge through this period of – and I call it conflict because it is. It's conflict within the board. There's conflict within the community, and everybody is getting to that untrustful point. I personally don't trust BISD at this point because so far it's been as a taxpayer and as a voter, we've gotten nothing but lies so far most of the time, and we've gotten. I feel like we've gotten the rug thrown over our eyes. You know, everybody's covering up stuff. Everything's and we're swept off to the side.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that the comments, even when Jesse made the comments on, you know, her stand when she made the racial comments,
pointed at her skin and said he'll have it easier because he's white.
Right? Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And that's to me that's an insult to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm offended by it. And it's I don't see why it has to resort back to issues like that, but obviously it has. And the sad part, I think the sad part is even if you look at the votes last night, that tells you right there.
Mm-hmm. Well, Tom, you've been there for 2 years by yourself up on that board. What's your opinion of how that of what you've seen and how it's gone?
Well, Jerry, one of the things that was the most eye-opening to me when the first meeting I went to, and we go into the executive session talking about retirees and new hires, and we have a tally sheet showing how many, and they're identified by race, black and white, teachers that leave and how many we hire.
Wow.
And I'm sitting there saying, wait a minute, how can we preach, being colorblind, but then we come in here and we're keeping tally? And these are the kind of things that until there is some really good, strong leadership out of both communities that get up and say enough's enough and move forward and base all of our judgments and decisions based on it's right or wrong. It's in the best interest of the taxpayer. That's our duty that we have, Mike and I, is the fiduciary responsibility to the taxpayer.
Right, and that's
so color should not enter in at all.
I agree.
Zero.
I agree with you, Tom. Of course, because I just stated that. But I think, and another thing is the most important thing behind all of this, the number one most important thing right now behind all of everything through. If you wash over all the politics going on, all the everything else, it comes down to the kids and the education that they're getting, period. That's the bottom line right there. Mm-hmm. And then it goes from that, to me, it goes from that to the teachers, because the teachers, we're laying off teachers at one point, you know, and TAs take, they're doing their thing right now. They're laying off the 178 employees. Everybody's getting, and yet I still am frustrated. I know that's the old school. Everybody said, you know, being that, Carol Thomas is the highest paid superintendent in Texas. I understand. But the fact is that there's so much money being thrown around, and why? And I don't understand why we haven't taken care of our own. It's about our own community. And if we can't help each other and the kids and the teachers, then what? Then is it really so politically endowed now that nobody can focus on what really needs to be focused on?
Well, you know, when you're talking about the teachers, we talked about freezing salaries and not giving step increases because we had X millions of dollars that's not being given to us by the state. And then that number changed when the state finally announced it, and what they proposed was putting that back into budget expenditures and still not giving the raise, which to me was appalling. And I made a comment last night. In fact, I voted against the salary structure or schedule, I think it's called, because, you know, when you're talking about the teachers and they're the ones who are directly responsible and in touch with the kids, and you know, that is what we're in business for, is to educate. That's why there's school districts. And I can't believe that we didn't give the money back to some of the teachers or the teachers in general, because we had the money to do and make the district. And I know Tom's on board with this, make the district continue to tighten their belt. Because I said last night, the fat is not in the wallets of the teachers. The fat is in the running of the district, which is not unusual, and it's not an insult. It's a fact.
Right, right. No, absolutely.
In any organization.
And you can trim that.
You can.
You can trim
that. But you don't
that.
Just keep feeding the pig.
I've got a story coming out. I can't talk about it yet, but it will – it's just going to infuriate you to know how much they BISD spends on certain events and things, yet they can't give teachers a raise.
Tell me what it is, and I'll talk about it.
You can't talk about it yet.
As we discussed last night, we still, as a board, when you talk about budget preparation and reviewing and going through the budget, we have not really done that. We've had a couple of meetings, maybe an hour or two, and we saw just real generalities. But
right.
As far as sitting down, going through line item by line item, where the department heads come in and give us detailed information as to what has been spent and what they're going to need this next year, we have not spoken to one of them.
No, and won't be.
So, and there's not another meeting even lined up.
See,
and basically, we're just asked blindly to believe me and accept what our administration
just hand over a blank check and good luck with it.
Yeah,
wow.
And that's,
wow.
I mean, that wow. goes 100% against what our charge is as a trustee.
As much money as I get charged every year that goes to BISD for living here in Beaumont. I as a taxpayer, me personally, I stay infuriated.
Well, that's why I just moved to Lumberton.
We're gonna cut to a break at the moment. Folks, when we come back, we're gonna have to wrap this up. I hate to, but we're gonna have to wrap this up here in just a second. Tom Nilp, thank you, buddy.
Thank y'all.
Thanks, buddy.
Appreciate the trip.
Best of luck to you.
I'll call you.
When I get back in town, I'm going to contact your IT man.
Sounds good, man. Thank you.
Thanks.
I'll call you in a few.
Most Americans live within 5 miles of a Radio Shack, so you're super close to entering our free Phones for Life sweepstakes. But winning takes luck, so you could consult a luck therapist.
Picture the luck orbiting your aura.
Or quit your job at the mirror-breaking factory.
I'm out of here.
Whatever you do, get to the Shack and enter the free Phones for Life sweepstakes. You're this close to winning.
No purchase necessary to enter. Cash award provided in lieu of actual phone in 73011. In-store entry not available in California and void where prohibited. Must be U.S. resident 18 years or older. See RadioShack.com for rules and alternate form of entry.
Hey, everybody. Jay Farner here. And I'd like to introduce the Yorgage from Quicken Loans. That's right, the Yorgage. Our Yorgage is better than a traditional mortgage because it conforms to your goals. In fact, it's the only fixed-rate home loan that allows you to custom design a term that works best for you, anywhere between 8 to 30 years. So give Quicken Loans a call today at 800-970-2611 or go to quickenloans.com.
Other restrictions may apply. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
This Saturday, it's Thunder at the Dale.
Plus, Test and Tune Mania.
The Evendale Bad Boy.
Grudge Racing.
And more.
Gates will open at 4. Test and Tune starts at 5.
This Saturday at Evendale Raceway.
Ben Bruce Memorial Air Park Raceway.
2 miles south of Evendale on FM 105.
This Saturday, it's Thunder at the Dale. Gates will open at 4. Test and Tune starts at 5.
We'll see you at the Dale.
Hello, friends. This is James Dabney. I've been a customer of Woodworker's Paradise for most of my adult life. Woodworker's Paradise is located at the south end of Lumberton on Highway 96 South. Woodworker's Paradise is the largest dealer of Freud saw blades, router bits, shaper cutters, and planer knives between Houston and New Orleans. I believe Freud cutting tools to be the very best. Freud manufactures their own Teco high-density carbide to make the sharpest and longest-lasting cutting edges I have ever used. I'm advising you to buy all your Freud blades and bits from my friends at Woodworker's Paradise. It doesn't matter if you're a hobbyist or if you're a cabinet maker. You will make new friends and find the Freud tools you need at Woodworker's Paradise.
In a perfect world, you'd have the perfect smile. But you know, it's not a perfect world, and sometimes our smile needs a little help. The Nederland Smile Docs can help you. They're located at 1512 South 21st Street, right next to Ritter's in Mid-County. And Dr. Sam Showalter and Dr. David Sonier can help make your smile perfect. Dr. Sonier is also a registered nurse, and you know, they've been practicing dentistry for years. Dr. Showalter and Dr. Sonier provide expert family dental care, cosmetic dentistry, and those famous Invisalign braces you've been hearing so much about. If you want to know more, call Nederland Smile Docs, 409-721-5212, and make an appointment. That number again, 409-721-5212. Nederland Smile Docs at 1512 South 21st Street, right next to Ritter in Mid-County. For that perfect smile, the perfect answer is Nederland Smile Docs.
And don't forget to visit their website at NederlandSmileDocs.com.
Mr. Businessman, how would you like to accelerate your business? With Apex Payroll, they can do it for you, providing resources and technology for locally owned small businesses to manage your payroll and timekeeping functions, human resources, restaurant payroll, and more. There's so many things to talk about: timekeeping, workman's comp, employee services, reporting options, all kinds of details. And you need to keep up with all those changing laws, because you know our friends at the government, well, they keep changing things, and you need to be up to date. I want you to talk to Tommy Patrizzi at Apex Payroll Systems and find out what a difference Apex can make for you. They've made an incredible difference for us here at the radio station. I know they can do the same. Their phone number, 409-899-5858. That's 409-899-5858. Apex Payroll Services. Talk to Tommy Patrizzi and find out how you can accelerate your business with Apex Payroll Services.
Welcome back to the Danger Zone with Jerome
and Robbie V.
Sponsored by Goodfellas.
Yes.
Great place to go eat. It's best kept secret in town, guys.
Alex Rizal is playing again tonight.
Oh, man, I love that kid. That kid has got some class. He's got great style. If you want a great place to hang out and grab some incredible Italian food, go to Goodfellas. Check them out. Great prices, and the food is absolutely exceptional.
I've got to get out more. All y'all talk about are restaurants and these great entertainers, and I'm sitting at home watching HBO.
I wonder if my trade from Madison.
I still love Entourage. I mean, I'll stay in on a Sunday and watch Entourage
we'll
all day.
Out,
I got to talk to Frankie, see if my trade will transfer over to
you. There you go. We can work it out, I'm sure.
So, guys, I want to tell you, we've only got a couple of minutes here before we got to, you know, get out.
Kicking us to the curb.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And I'd jet another hour if I could right now.
Oh, we can kick Jack off.
Well, Jack's not here today.
Oh,
actually,
then we can take his hour.
Art Hansen's taking over for him. He's on vacation, so Art Hansen's going to take over for him today. And then after that, we have to be on live at 6. So we got to get down to McCounty. And get
if y'all
want
to come out
that.
To Dillon's, I mean,
we'll be there from 6 to 9.
Dude, I'm single tonight. My wife is.
You're invited. Come hang out with us. Come hang out with us.
I may do that.
Come hang out with us. Love to have you. It'd be great.
Can I come over and snuggle and we'll watch I Love Lucy reruns?
Got a big couch, man. Got a big couch. I'm a wide guy. I got a big couch.
For the people not watching, he took that serious.
Anyhow, I do want to thank you guys for coming on, man. I really appreciate it.
No problem.
Thank
you for having me.
I love having you on. I know we're not down to the bottom of this yet. We're only just getting started, and I know you got you and Tom. I know you guys have your work cut out for you. There's no question.
We do because I think there's an expectation from a large group in the community, and the group really is larger and larger. The people who come up to me are more and more diverse and more encouraging, especially when they need to be. Because like today I got an email and I was like, God, I needed that. Yeah. I needed that. Keep pushing forward.
Yeah. Well, you know, and in my opinion, the other folks that are in BISD, the stupid ones, and I'm not specifically naming names, but I could. But I'm not going
alphabetically.
To yeah, right.
Reese.
But the Terry stupid Williams. Ones need to realize that right now they're doing is it's all political suicide. If they think this can continue on, if they honestly believe or are arrogant enough to believe that they can continue this and it go unanswered by the public, then they're only lying to themselves. I don't see it happening.
Well, it's not like the old days. It's not like it was several years ago. I think a lot of things have been called, and it's time to continue to call them.
Well, once again, thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Thank you to Mike Getz and to Vandy Cordova for their legal fight to try and hold BISD to the feet of the power.
Absolutely, absolutely. Mike is he's a powerhouse player in the other end of this right now. And I told him the other day we were talking. I said, Mike, I said, dude, just you keep pounding. Keep pounding. Because right now you're representing the masses out here that appreciate it. So,
and they're triumphing.
Yeah, exactly.
They're not a motorcycle. Exactly.
You know, they're winning. Yeah. They're winning. They're
that's what triumphing.
I have a 100% record against BISD, by the way.
Hey, thanks, guys. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. We do appreciate it. We'll be live coming up soon. So
6 to 9 now at Dillon's.
Come hang out with us at Dillon's from 6 to 9 at the Danger Zone.
CT News. I'm Janice Stone. Here's what's happening. Tropical storm Don.